Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 5th March 2015 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us offer our most reverential and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of the most merciful Divine Master. Dear Lord, please bless us so that every day with renewed determination and with renewed passion we offer ourselves to your work and live your love in our lives. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning today is dedicated to adoring our beloved Bhagwan as the one who has motherly love for his devotees and the one who takes care of their welfare. This bhajan is in Hindi and the first line goes like this.
भगत वसल तेरो नाम ओ साई.
So that's the first line and we will become more familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan before we move on to the tune, the raga, the beat of the bhajan, the meaning of its every word, and in the end we will also listen to a reflection on bhajan singing by Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Bhagwan's University.
भगत वत्सल तेरो नाम ओ साई दुख भंजन तेरो नाम ओ साई तुम संग बांधी प्रेम की डोरी सुमिरन करूं तेरो नाम ओ साई पतितो धारण भक्त परायण प्रतीश्वर साई राम.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow every line. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale F Pancham.
Bhagat Vatsal Tero Naam O Sai.
Bhagat Vatsal Tero Naam O Sai.
Dukh Bhanjan Tero Naam ओ साई
दुख भंजन तेरो नाम ओ साई
तुम संग बांधी प्रेम की डोरी
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 सुमिरन करूं तेरो नाम ओ साई
सुमिरन करूं तेरो नाम ओ साई
नाम ओ साई
सुमिरन करूं तेरो नाम ओ साई
पतितो धारण भक्त परायण
पतितो धारण भक्त परायण
पतितो धारण भक्त परायण
पतितो धारण भक्त परायण
परतीश्वर साईरा
परतीश्वर साईरा
परतीश्वर साईरा
परतीश्वर साईरा
भगत वसल तेरो नाम ओ साई.
So that is the melodious tune of this bhajan, and you got a very beautiful version of it in the voice of Ravi Kumar, and Anirudh was following Ravi Kumar. And now we have Anirudh with us to tell us about the swaras of this bhajan, about the raga of this bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what is the technical structure behind this composition?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
As you said, it's a beautiful melody which is very meditative and emotional.
Yes.
Emotional in the sense, when I say the word emotion, the raga which comes to my mind is Darbari, which is full of deep emotion. And it's a heavy raga where you have the notes like
Sa re ga ga ma pa dha dha ni ni pa re ni.
Adding a shuddh ni to it adds a different flavor of little bit of kiravani.
Ni sa re ga sa re ga ga ma ma re sa.
So this bhajan has all the minor notes, and means I can say that it has the notes contained in the Darbari, where the typical expressions of Darbari are maybe in some other bhajan like
Mujhe darsh dikhao dada ni ni sa.
Well, if you see this bhajan, it's a beautiful composition where you have all the Darbari related notes, and one line where it goes little off, it has its own melody of going to Shuddha Dha.
Patito dharana bhakta parayana.
It's a beautiful way of bringing both the dhas actually.
Dhani sada pare mene nisada.
So you have the Shuddha Dha also with the minor dha which is there in the Darbari. So once we go through the lines of this bhajan, when we look at the swaras, then you can maybe appreciate more like how it is composed. And I'm getting a similar bhajan of this kind of playing with both the dhas is exactly, it has the same feel as this Bhakta Vatsal Tero Naam.
Gokulanandana Shama Murari Makhan Chor Gopala.
So if you compare, it has the subtle curves,
la da da da.
All these curves are similar in both the bhajans, and you also have
Suridas Prabhu He Giridhari.
It's a play of both the dhas there. It adds a different emotion. It goes to the major and then goes to the minor, even if you see the chord wise also.
Wow. And of course there are many bhajans which are in Darbari.
Yeah, there are many bhajans in the Darbari feel where the notes are contained from Darbari, the minor notes.
Sarigamapadanisa.
So many bhajans.
Satya dharma shanti prema swaroopa praja.
It's a typical example for this session because
Shiva Shakti Swarupa Baba He Dina Paranava Prema Dhadha Dada Sani Dada Pama,
which is Shuddha Dha.
Prema Dhadha Dada Baba.
Oh wow. So, I mean the feel that it adds to the bhajan is amazing.
Yeah, it is very very emotional.
Absolutely. And this bhajan, the lyrics itself are like a prayer to the Lord, you know.
Beautiful.
Why me to you, O Lord? And so the raga is only adding to this feeling and conveying it so powerfully.
Exactly.
So as you said, let's go on to the lines.
Yeah, before we go on, I'm just reminded of one more bhajan, which is there in the similar lines.
Kamalanayana Sai Ranga Sab Sukhdata Sai Bhagyardata Sai Radha Ramana Sai Ranga Kamalanayana Sai Ranga
I think we should take up this bhajan sometime.
Definitely, yeah.
It's such a beautiful conversation.
Very interesting, yeah. And one more beautiful bhajan which comes to my mind is
Brahmandanayaka Baba Paritipurishwara Baba.
So in that bhajan also, you have the play of both the das. Like,
Ayodhya Nagari तुमने बनाए द्वारका नगरी धन सदाप तुमने बसाए.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So I think as you go on, you discover so many bhajans which have this feel. I mean, it is darbari, but you have different flavors of darbari.
Yeah.
With slight modifications and slight variations.
Yeah.
Amazing.
भगत वत्सल तेरो नाम ओ साई रे गरे सदनी रे ससा सारे सनी सरी रे
रे गरे सदनी रे ससा सारे सनी सरी रे
दुख वंजन तेरो नाम ओ साई रे गरे सदनी रे ससा मा पमरे सनी सरी
रे गरे सदनी रे ससा मा पमरे सनी सरी
तुम संग बांधे प्रेम की डोरे प प प पधा प रे म पधा प म ग रे स सरी ग प
प प पधा प रे म पधा प म ग रे स सरी ग प
सुमिरण करो तेरो नाम ओ साई नी 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 सदा दस नी द प प पद प म प नी
नी नी नी नी सदा दस नी द प प पद प म प नी नी
पति तो धारण भक्त परायण मम रे मधा धमा मरे मधा प
मम रे मधा धमा मरे मधा प.
The last line is a bit complicated in terms of it's a lengthy line with so many curves. So we'll break it into three and we'll do the whole line finally.
Paritishwara Pada Sadamare
Pada Sadamare
Sai Ram Rima Rima Pada Pama
Rima Rima Pada Pama
Ram Garima Gasani Dani Pa
Garima Gasani Dani Pa.
Yeah, so we'll put these three together.
Paritishwara Sai Ram.
And we should also remember to take a deep breath before this line.
Yes.
Otherwise we'll go in short of breath.
పద సద మరే రే మరే మ పద ప మ గ రే మ గ స ని ద ని ప
పద సద మరే రే మరే మ పద ప మ గ రే మ గ స ని ద ని ప
Very beautiful bhajan, and of course, as you mentioned, it needs a lot of practice.
Yeah, since the lines are a little lengthy, and there are a lot of
alankars.
Yeah, in each line actually.
Yes.
Like
Parateshwara Saira.
The feel is amazing. The pleading and the pining for the God feel is there,
yeah.
And these subtle curves actually enhance the feel. Those are the improvisations which any singer can do over this basic structure.
Yes. So what is the beat of this bhajan, Anirudh?
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Adi Talam. And it is a slow bhajan. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Bhagat Vatsal, Teru Naam, O Sai.
Bhagat Vatsal, Teru Naam, O Sai.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Salam, Vishu. Thank you.
Salam. Now that we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan, let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which the bhajan should be sung. And let's take every line of the bhajan and see what it conveys. We begin with the first line.
Bhagat Vatsal Teru Naam O Sai.
First word here is bhakta, which means devotee or one who is devoted to the Lord. The second word is vatsala, coming from vatsalyam. Vatsalyam means affection, the affection that the mother has towards her child. The third word is tero, meaning your. Naam means name. And the fifth word, o. O is a manner of calling out to a person. And the last word is sai. Sai is master. Way back in the 60s, Bhagwan had declared that one of the objectives of his descent is bhakta samrakshana, his protection and fostering of his devotees. And this is something the Lord has been doing diligently for centuries. Vatsalya means affection of the mother towards the child. And everyone is a child of the universal mother. And the mother always rushes to help her children. Bhagwan says the mother will not delay her help until the child calls out 108 names or 1008 names. When she knows that the child is crying and crying from sincere anguish or hunger, she will rush with her succor. Nor will the mother demand that the cry must be of the correct tone or correct tune or in the right note. No. The mother will not demand a musically correct bhajan or a repetition of her name or a worship with 108 or 1008 bilwa leaves or 1008 crore times likhita japam. No. All that the mother needs is a genuine, sincere cry, sincere anguish. And the mother will always rush. In fact, in the Satya Saya Stotram, or the 108 sacred names of Bhagwan Baba, there is a line which goes, Om Shri Sai Bhakta Vatsalaya Namaha. Vatsala is derived from the word Vatsa, which by itself means calf. Vatsala also means affection, of the kind that a cow shows towards its calf. The cow licks and removes any dirt or other material that may be found on the body of the calf. The Lord's love towards His devotees is a similar one. He ignores their faults and He enjoys instead their devotion. There is a very telling incident recorded in Loving God, the autobiography of Professor Kasturi, the biographer of Bhagwan. Anantappa was a peon who worked under Professor Kasturi in one of the colleges where he was employed. Though not very bright and sharp in worldly affairs, he was greatly devoted to Bhagwan. On one occasion, when Professor Kasturi was leaving from Puttaparthi, Bhagwan gave him a big-sized portrait of him and said, "Take this and place it in the shrine of Anantappa." Anantappa was living in a mud hut amidst about 100 such dwellings, and his son and daughters rendered bhajans in a 8-feet-by-6-feet room. Professor Kasturi installed the portrait given by Bhagwan in that shrine, and he says that it soon became a little Prashantinilayam. That home was converted into such a sacred place, and Anantappa would sit lost in silent meditation or conversing with Bhagwan, and he forgot about all his worries. One daughter of Anantappa was wedded to an employee of the Mysore Railways. They lived in one of the less equipped suburbs of Bangalore. Now this man kept doubting his wife. If she opened the window, this man was certain that the purpose was to ogle at a passerby. So he kept his wife like a prisoner in his dark home and often physically harmed her. Efforts by Anantappa and others to soften him and bring harmony in the family proved futile. One day, this poor wife told the husband, "Please take me to Baba. You take me there and you ask Baba. If he says that I will be a faithful wife for you, only then you keep me. And if he says no, I shall immediately put an end to my life. But please do not torture me like this." So Anantappa and his wife went over to Bangalore, accompanied by this daughter and the son-in-law. So they were now on their way to Puttaparthi. Baba told the hard-headed son-in-law during the interview that the girl was as pure as Sita, the consort of Rama. Swami said her heart is as clean as Parvati, the consort of Shiva. And when Bhagwan told this to the son-in-law, this was too much for that man to swallow. He actually lost his temper and he started charging the girl with infidelity and demanded retribution. And it became an ugly scene in the interview room, and Bhagwan gently asked all of them to get out of the interview room and close the door. And before leaving, Swami called Anantappa and said, "Do not worry. This man can be pacified. He is a good fellow. They will live happily. Don't worry." So the entire group started their return journey from Puttaparthi, and they reached Penukonda. By the time they were in Penukonda, it was too late to catch the day train. So they stayed on at the station itself until midnight. And the son-in-law discreetly stayed apart, and he was chewing his rage against gurus, and you know, he was planning a tit for the tat. And when at last the train steamed in, he loaded his father-in-law, mother-in-law and his wife into a third-class compartment. And then he approached the guard for permission to sleep in the first-class coach, because every berth was empty and he was a railway employee, and the guard knew that yes, every berth in the first class was empty, and since he was a railway employee, he could travel free, and so there's no way that the guard could refuse him. So what happened next is something very interesting, and this was told by the guard himself on a later occasion to Professor Kasturi. When the train pulled up an hour and a half later at a particular station, the son-in-law, who was in the first-class coach, suddenly leapt out of his coach in great pain, and he was crying. He was wailing aloud, "Ayo, ayo, ayo," he was crying. And he was also massaging his cheeks with his palms, and it was as if like he was totally destroyed. And the guard ran towards him, and the others, people around him, followed him, and they asked him what happened. There was almost a sizable crowd around him. They asked him, "Who has slapped you so hard? Why is your cheeks like this? Has that person escaped? Let us find him." While everyone was asking him these questions, this son-in-law, between sobs and groans, he told them what happened. When the train was still running, he saw that the lights were suddenly ablaze in his coach, and he shocked, he sat up on the bed, and then he saw that the whole place became deep red in color. And next he saw Bhagwan appearing and filling the entire compartment. And then what happened was, he saw that he was being beaten from all sides. He was being thrashed.
And Bhagwan was telling him, "Won't you believe me when I say that she is innocent? Stop beating her. She is my child. Do not doubt her." And after giving him a thorough treatment, soon Bhagwan disappeared and the light became white. So when the train stopped, the son-in-law came out of this trauma and he was trying to recuperate and recover. And after this unforgettable incident, the son-in-law became a changed man. Much later, when Professor Kasturi met him, he admitted his fault and he apologized for his impudence and he confessed that he deserved the chastisement from Bhagwan. He also confided that he was now handing over his entire salary to his wife every month and receiving from her only 15 rupees as pocket money. The Lord always comes to the rescue of his dear one. Bhakta Vatsala Tero Naam O Sai. And that is the reason why we call out to Lord Sai as the one who is attached to his devotees as a cow is attached to its calf. Let's move on to the second line.
Dukh bhanjan tero naam O Sai.
Dukha means sorrow or distress. Bhanjana means to destroy. So in this line, Dukha Bhanjana Tero Naam O Sai, we hail Lord Sai as the one whose very name itself removes all pain, all complaint, all distress. Let's move on to the third line.
Bhagat Vasal Tero Naam O Sai.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan, and again here we hail the Lord as the one who takes care of his devotees as the eyelid protects the eye. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Tum sang bandhi prem ki dori.
Tuma means you, and the second word sang means along with. Bandhi is to tie. Prem is pure, divine, selfless love. Prem ki dori, ki is off, and dori means rope or thread. If there is one rope with which we can tie the Lord up, it is this rope of selfless love. Even though he is the Lord of the universe, he gets willingly bound to us by our love. That is the way to capture the Lord and make him our own. We can do it only through love, because that is the only thing that the Lord wants. That is his only weakness. In India, there is a tradition called Raksha Bandhan. On this day, sisters tie sacred threads on the wrists of their brothers to symbolize the beautiful and unique bond of love between them, and the brothers in turn take a vow to protect the sisters. The darshan of August 24, 2010 in Sai Kulwant Hall seemed like any other, and it immersed all those seated in bliss. But there was something very unique. And what was that? Many envelopes that Bhagwan accepted from lady devotees that day contained rakhis, or the sacred threads. Sacred threads, because it was Raksha Bandhan that day. Come to think of it, it was not at all surprising that they had decided to lovingly offer rakhis to Swami, for isn't he the most reliable, dependable and adorable brother anyone can have? Did he not, in his incarnation as Lord Krishna, supply an unending length of cloth to Draupadi to save her honor? Once during the Sankranti festival, Bhagwan narrated the story of Draupadi and said Draupadi happened to be in Lord Krishna's residence during Pongal, and Krishna was enjoying and sharing with everyone fresh sugarcane. And while cutting a piece of cane, Krishna's little finger got injured and blood started oozing out. The queens ran to their apartments and they started frantically searching their wardrobes for a piece of coarse cloth to bandage the wound. But Draupadi, who was there, She spontaneously tore a piece from her sari and bandaged Lord Krishna's wound. It is said that Lord Krishna was so touched by this gesture that he told Draupadi that he was bound to her by a brother's love and assured that he would be there whenever she needed him. Years rolled on and there came a time when the evil Dushasana tried to humiliate Draupadi in the court of Dhritarashtra and Hastinapur by disrobing her. Draupadi cried out in open assembly for help and prayed to Lord Krishna to come immediately to her rescue and save her honor, and Bhagwan says that Lord Krishna readily responded to her sincere prayer and shook his little finger, the very same finger that was bandaged by a piece of cloth torn from Draupadi's sari a few years earlier, and now yards and yards of cloth flowed into the coat covering the body of Draupadi. That small act of love for the Lord made Draupadi the beneficiary of His grace and protection in one of our greatest calamities. The Lord came to her rescue when even her five heroic husbands could do nothing to save her on that occasion. Tum sang bandhi prem ki dori. We call out to the Lord with whom we have tied this thread of love. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Sumiran karu tero naam o Sai.
Sumiran means to chant. The second word karu means to do. Why does chanting the name of the Lord have such importance? Once during an interview for the Anandpur girl students, Bhagwan asked if anyone had any doubts, and a student asked, Swami, which is better, God's name or God's form? And the crux of what Bhagwan said is this. Bangaru, if I come to the Anandpur campus and if I tell the watchman at the gate, I want to meet the lady who wears a green sari, puts a big bindi, has big eyes and a small nose, don't you think the watchman would get confused? Instead, if I tell the watchman, I want to meet Dr. Mrs. Jayalakshmi Gopinath, he will immediately take me to her, isn't it? The Lord's name has that power. It will take you faster to Him. Sumiran karum tero naam o Sai. Let us make a pledge to ourselves that we will constantly chant the name of Lord Sai. We move on to the sixth line.
Patito dharana bhakta parayana.
Patito dharana comes from patita, meaning one who is fallen. Udharana means savior or uplifter. Parayana means one who is ever dedicated to. So bhakta parayana refers to the Lord who is constantly thinking of His devotees and their welfare. What comes to mind is that powerful story of Kalpagiri. It is a story of a base metal turning into gold with the loving touch of Bhagwan. This is recorded in the second volume of Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Bhagwan's biography. Kalpagiri had committed a murder and escaped the police in his area. He silently went towards the Himalayas. He donned ochre robes and he wandered from one monastery to another, trying to smother the squeaks of his conscience by chanting the name of God. He spent 4 years like this, spending his time with holy men. He met saints and sages and spiritual aspirants. He read many sacred books and he discussed the role of bhakti, of jnana, of karma, of releasing man from the bondage, and he soon became proficient in the Advaitic philosophy. And after a few years, he felt that probably it was now safe for him to venture into the old familiar region. So he extended his pilgrimage to many places in South India now, including Bangalore. And when he was in Bangalore, he was told that a new Shirdi has now emerged in Puttaparthi. Out of curiosity, he boarded a train, got down at Penukonda and took a bus to Prashantinilayam. When he arrived in Puttaparthi, Swami, out of the blue, called him for an interview and chided him. Swami admonished Kalpagiri and said, why postpone for another birth the suffering which you must undergo in return for your dire deed? And then Bhagwan went up to his room, brought white clothes, gave it to him and said, "Wear these white clothes." And he commanded him to go to the police of his area and give himself up. Bhagwan even gave him the fare and also blessed him with Vibhuti Prasadam. And before he left, he assured him, "Go, confess and undergo cheerfully whatever punishment they ultimately give you. I promise you, you will not be hanged. Your neck shall wear a japamala, a rosary, which I shall myself put around it when you come to me after your sentence is over. So go fearlessly and undergo whatever you ought to undergo." When Kalpagiri emerged from Bhagwan's room, there was a new glint in his eye, there was a fresh vigor in his voice, there was a lightness in his gait, because he felt that here is someone who is looking after me. He knew that Bhagwan was God himself. So he decided to obey Bhagwan's command. He went and he confessed to the police, and the death sentence that the judge had pronounced was later compounded by the President of India into a sentence of life imprisonment. And during the weeks when the petition for presidential mercy was being considered, Kalpagiri in his cell was telling his neighbors and others that he had met the incarnation of the Lord at Puttaparthi, and that Bhagwan had assured him that mercy will be shown, and that Bhagwan would himself give him a rosary when he finished his term in the prison. Because of his good nature and his exemplary behavior in the jail, presidential mercy was given to him and he was soon released from the jail. And just as Bhagwan had promised, Bhagwan gifted him with a rosary, blessed him profusely and told him to start a new life. His mercy can lift any person, however fallen we may be in the eyes of the world, but with the Lord's mercy, everyone is always uplifted, everyone is protected, everyone only is cared for and loved. Patito Dharana Bhakta Parayana, we hail the Lord as the uplifter of the fallen, the one who is always interested in the welfare of his devotees. We now move on to the last line.
Paritishwar Sai Ram.
Paritishwara comes from Parti and Ishwara. Parti refers to Puttaparthi, the little hamlet that Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba chose as his abode. Ishwara in this context means Lord or Master. And Sai Ram is that potent two words by which we can call out to the universal consciousness, which is all pervading, which is all powerful, which is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. So in this line, Partishwara Sai Ram, we call out to Lord Sai, who is the master of Puttaparthi, who is the master of the universe. We call out to him to feel his presence in our lives. So with this, dear listeners, we've gained some idea of the inner meaning of every word of this bhajan. So let us now move on to listening to the complete version of the bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir. And as you listen to this, please sing along.
Bhagat vatsal tero naam usai. Bhagat vatsal tero naam usai. दुख भंजन तेरो नाम उसाई दुख भंजन तेरो नाम उसाई तुम संग बांधी प्रेम की डोरी संग बांधी प्रेम की डोरी वचन तेरो नाम साई दुख भंजन तेरो नाम ओ साई तुम संग बांधी प्रेम की डोरी परायण परितीश्वर साईरा परितीश्वर साईरा
And now on the last lap of this program, here is a short excerpt of a conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim. A former student of Bhagwan's University, he is a gifted singer and composer of many Sai bhajans.
So you tell us, what are the bhajans which you use to communicate your feelings to Bhagwan in these periods of trial?
There were so many such bhajans, and the composers also, I feel, would have composed these bhajans. Swami would have given them these bhajans. They would have received these bhajans when they would have been sitting there and feeling completely lost and forlorn, and then waiting for God, you know, praying for redemption. And at that point of time, when you compose a bhajan like this, when the pangs of separation becomes too difficult to really, you know, to withstand, and then these bhajans would have been composed. One such bhajan is this bhajan.
दया करो हरि नारायण दया करो हरि नारायण दया करो हे कृपा करो दया करो हे कृपा करो कृपा करो बाबा दया करो हरि नारायण दीन के बंधो दीन शरण साई नारायण दीन के बंधो दीन शरण साई नारायण साई दया करो कृपा करो साई दया करो कृपा करो नारायण दया करो हरि नारायण
this was one bhajan.
Daya karo sadguru saaye daya karo. Daya karo sadguru saaye daya karo. Shirdi nivasa sai daya karo. Parthi nivasa sai daya karo. Meera ke prabhu giridhar nagara. Meera ke prabhu giridhar nagara. Tum ho brahma ishwara sai. Tum ho brahma ishwara. Radha kanta Parvati Ramana. Radha Kanta Parvati Ramana. Dina Bandhava Sai Daya Karo. Parti Nivasa Sai Daya Karo. Daya Karo Sadguru Sai Daya Karo.
These are really such beautiful carriers of one's bhava.
And beautiful gems given to mankind by Bhagavan.
Absolutely. Maybe you just sing one bhajan like this with pouring out all your feelings, your heart becomes light.
Exactly. And Vishu, sometimes, you know, I used to think that most of the time we are devoid of bhava because we are so much caught up in this world. And then hardly we feel those pangs of separation. And even these bhajans, this genre of bhajans, are composed and given to mankind by Bhagwan so that we could take refuge in these bhajans. And whenever we feel very insensitive or we feel a void within, and then you sing one of these bhajans, and then you are completely filled up, you know, filled with his thought. And then everything, you know, you feel that everything is so beautiful, everything starts flowing once again. And then you feel completely connected to Bhagwan.
Yes.
So these bhajans are...
Right, almost like the whatever huge amount of burden or the rock that is there on your heart.
The pent-up feel, yeah.
Yeah, it just slides away.
You give a total vent to your feel.
Yes, yes.
So these bhajans.
So that was Brother Sonam Gyamsu. And with that, we come to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you enjoyed it. If you have any queries or comments or any requests, please feel free to write to us. listener@radiosai.org is where you can send your emails to. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved, loving Lord.
You were listening to an episode of our program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 5th March 2015 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthinilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.